Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. With things changing in our world at such a rapid pace every day, Pastor Rick has prayerfully decided to bring us the second installment of his powerful series on faith, taken from the book of James. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I want you to know that I've been praying for you during the COVID-19 pandemic all around the world. I know it's really tough. So many people are out of work. Many have lost loved ones. And so many people are quarantined at home these days, that this is a day that people really need hope. So I want to challenge you to get your friends and listen to this entire series of Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. This is a series of messages that will make a difference in your life. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And I want you to know I love you. God bless you.
Stay with us as we continue with our series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Handles Delays Patiently.
You know, this week we all heard the news about the coronavirus infections going back up in many places, all around the world, including here in California. That was not the word that we wanted to hear. And since that news has come out, I've heard a lot of discouraging talk from a lot of discouraged people. We were all hoping that this pandemic might last a few weeks, or maybe at the most a few months. And now after many, many months, the infections are going back up. And if I had to choose a word that describes the way most people are feeling today, I think it would be the word fatigued. Everybody's tired. We're tired of all the change. People are tired of being cooped up. People are tired of being out of work. 25% of Californians are out of work. And people are just generally worn out from all of the changes that they've had to make because of this coronavirus. We don't really feel like being patient anymore. In fact, one of the reasons the virus infections have gone back up is because people got tired of social distancing and following all the safety requirements needed to keep the virus from spreading. And I think this new batch of infections can be directly linked to our own impatience with the restrictions that were keeping it from spreading in the first place. Now, if we want to get back to some kind of normality in our lives, we're just going to have to be patient. Now, many people are impatient that we're unable to restart our public gatherings as a church family on weekends. But honestly, I'm more interested in your health and in you staying alive than I am in rushing too quickly and exposing people unnecessarily. Now, we've been in this series in James for 14 weeks. This is our 15th week. And we have generally been taking the book in its order. But I have done some skipping around in the book in order to deal with some current issues. Now, today, we're going to jump all the way over to chapter 5. We'll come back and cover the other stuff, but we're going to jump to chapter 5 because James chapter 5 is the classic passage on patience and on being patient when things are taking longer than you want them to take. And since I know you're impatient, I'm going to rush over to that text this weekend because I feel that's what God wants us to talk about today. You know, sometimes the greatest step of faith you can take is to do nothing but simply wait on God. Waiting when things aren't moving as fast as you want them to move takes a lot more faith than going out and doing something impulsively. So let me read to you James chapter 5, verses 7 to 11. Here's what it says. James 5, 7 to 11. Be patient, my friends, until the Lord comes back. Remember how patient farmers are as they wait for their valuable crops to mature and ripen. They also wait patiently for the spring and the fall rains to do their work. You must be patient. Don't give up, because the Lord could arrive at any time. And don't complain, especially against each other, or God will judge you. Remember that the real judge is standing at the door. Now, another example of patience in the face of suffering is God's prophets, who spoke God's truth in hard times. Today, we honor them for their patient endurance when they suffered unjustly. Then remember the example of Job. Job continued patiently to trust God while enduring great pain. But we know how God fulfilled his purpose for Job, and that his plan for Job ended in good, because the Lord always treats us with tender compassion and merciful kindness. That's James chapter 5, 7 to 11. Learning to wait patiently is one of the most difficult lessons to learn in life. It's a mark of maturity. Children and immature people have a difficult time waiting. I want it now. I want it now. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And James shows us when and why and how to develop patience when things are taking longer than we think they ought to take. Now, all of us have spent a great percentage of our lives waiting. And there are many, many things that test our patience. Freeways, you know, market lines, doctor's offices, COVID-19, all of these kind of things test our patience. We don't like to be delayed. The truth is, we hate to wait. I particularly don't like to wait when I'm hungry. I don't know about you. I'm not very patient when I'm hungry. And so when I go to a restaurant and I have to wait for five different things, that often will make me grumpy if I'm really hungry. I first have to wait to be seated. Then I have to wait to get a menu. Then I have to wait to order. Then I have to wait for the meal to be served. And then I have to wait for the bill. And they have the audacity to call that guy the waiter. I'm the waiter. I'm doing all the waiting during this time. Today, I want us to look at a faith that waits patiently.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com. Over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy, regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Today, I want us to look at a faith that waits patiently. Six times in the passage I just read, it talks about the word patience or perseverance. And James gives us three examples, three illustrations, lessons he says you can learn from farmers, you can learn from the prophets, and he says you can learn from a man named Job. And we're going to look at all three of these in these few verses to teach us how to be patient when things are taking longer than they ought to take, in our opinion. And I want us to look at just three questions. I want us to ask, when is waiting patiently an act of faith? When is it an act of faith? What should I remember while I'm waiting? And how do I trust God when I'm waiting for something that's been delayed? All right, let's look at all three of these from James chapter 5. First, when waiting patiently is an act of faith, when is it an act of faith? Well, We need patience all the time. But there are three times when patience is especially needed and especially important. And that's what James talks about. You might write these down. It has to do with the farmer and the prophets and Job. First, he says, we need to be patient when circumstances are uncontrollable. When circumstances are uncontrollable. Now, that certainly applies to what we're going through right now. COVID-19, because none of us can control this global pandemic. But the truth is, a lot of life, most of life, is beyond our control. James uses the farmer as an example. Look again at verse 7 and 8. He says, be patient, my friends, until the Lord comes back. Remember how patient farmers are as they wait for their valuable crop to mature and ripen. And they also wait patiently for the spring and fall rains to do their work. You too must be patient. Don't give up, because the Lord could arrive at any time. Now, you say, well, the Lord's coming. I don't think I can wait that long. Well, he's just saying, look at what the farmers do. You know, farming requires a lot of patience. There are no overnight crops. You put something in the ground, and then you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And you till, and you plant, and you weed, and you prune. And eventually, after a whole lot of waiting, you harvest. But more than that, farming includes many uncontrollable factors. Farmers can't control the weather. They can't control the economy. They can't control labor prices. All of that takes faith. And even when we know something is uncontrollable, well, we still try to control it. And how do we do that? Well, if you ever want to know if you're trying to control the uncontrollable, ask yourself this: am I worrying about it? Because to worry about something is to try to control it. To worry about something you can change is dumb. To worry about something you can't change is useless. But the Bible says that when we worry, we're actually trying to control the uncontrollable. And he says the farmer doesn't do that. He just waits. And he trusts God in the things that he can't control. When the circumstances are uncontrollable, we need patience. Number two, we need to be patient when the truth is unpopular. When the truth is unpopular. And that's the next verse. Sometimes, as a follower of Jesus, you're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to tell the truth, even when people don't like to hear it, when they deny it, when they don't want it, when it's unpopular. The only thing they want to hear is what they want to hear, and they get upset when you speak the truth. That means that the truth isn't always popular. And of course, today our culture wants to believe a lot of lies that simply aren't true. We want to believe lies about ourselves that aren't true. And so next, James gives us a second example of when we need patience. And in verse 10 and 11, he says this: another example of patience in the face of suffering is God's prophets, who spoke God's truth in hard times. In other words, people didn't want to hear it, but it was the truth, and they needed to hear it. Today, he says, we honor them. We honor them for their patient endurance when they suffered unjustly. Now, the duty of prophets is to get people to change their ways, to get them to turn back to God. The duty of a prophet is to get them to be people to be different, to change our behavior. You know, the problem, people resist change. Even when it's good for them, we don't like change. And when you suggest a change for somebody, they often resent your suggestion. So the prophets had to deal with being a lot of unpopular statements and not being very well liked by a lot of people. The prophets were often maligned. They were often misunderstood. If you read the Bible, they're criticized. They were often very unpopular. That's discouraging. By the way, let me give you some advice. If you need to be popular in life, don't be a prophet, okay? Because their job was to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. They would not only tell it like it is, but they would tell it like it should be and tell it like it could be. Prophets, as a result, because truth isn't always popular, they had to be patient because people don't change quickly. Prophets had to be patient. By the way, so do pastors. You know, I noticed that when I started talking about injustice and racism in the world a few weeks ago, suddenly some people didn't like that. They wanted me to change subject. They didn't want me to point out examples of injustice or racism. And I got a few letters and I got a few calls from people that were frightened that I was even bringing up the subject. Okay, I understand that truth makes us uncomfortable, but what am I supposed to do as a pastor? Speak the truth in love, love everybody, and be patient with everybody. I am not allowed to be impatient with anybody. I have to be patient with everybody, even when I'm trying to help them change into what God wants them to be. Have you ever tried to change somebody's mind who didn't want to change it? It's a pretty futile task if they can only see their own ways. So what are you going to do when you're trying to change your husband or your wife or your child or somebody else? Be patient. Be patient. You know, in the Bible, the New Testament was written in Greek. And the word for patience in Greek, you're going to get this, is called makrothumos. That's the word for patience, makrothumos. It's the word we get thermometer from, which, you know, measures heat. And what makrothumos means, it means patience is, it takes a long time for you to get hot. That's what it is. It takes a long time for you to get hot. You don't blow up. You have a long fuse. You don't get overheated with people just because they don't agree with you. If you're going to be a success with people, you got to learn to be patient. If you're going to be a successful parent, you can't get overheated. You have to have a long fuse. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, the classic passage on love, verse 4, the very first characteristic of love is this. Love is patient. It's the same word, long-fused, macrothumos. Takes a long time to get hot. And what that means is you don't grumble about people while you're waiting. And when we are going through times that we don't like and we're having to wait and we got a lot of delays going on, we often start grumbling about the people around us. James 5 verse 9 says this, don't grumble about each other, my brothers and sisters, or God will judge you. Remember, the great judge is coming and he's standing at the door. So let's review. When do we need to be patient? When do we need that long-term waiting in faith? When circumstances are uncontrollable, and when the truth that you have to share is unpopular. Be patient with people, okay? Just love them and be patient with them. Number three, you need to be patient when pain is unbearable and unexplainable. Circumstances are uncontrollable, okay? People are unchangeable. But when pain is unbearable and unexplainable, that's when we need patience too. Now, the classic example of this is the story of Job in the Bible. You know the story of Job. Job was the wealthiest man in the world, very famous man, had everything he wanted, and on a single day, he lost it all. All of his family was killed by a terrorist. He lost all of his crops. He lost all of his livestock, and he got a terrible, painful, terminal disease. And he literally lost everything in a day. And he didn't understand what was going on. There was no explanation. Job was a godly man. He feared God. He loved God. He served God. And yet he literally lost everything in a day. It was a test. And yet in this entire time where God is testing, allowing Job to be tested and his faith, Satan came and said, you know, your man Job, the only reason he's serving you is because he's got it good. And God said, no, you don't know Job. And he allowed Satan to take away all of the things that were good in his life. And Job still served God. He was patient and he was trusting. And James 5 verse 11 says this, remember the example of Job. Job continued to patiently trust God while enduring great pain. But we know how God fulfilled his purpose for Job and that his plan for Job ended in good, because the Lord always treats us with tender compassion and merciful kindness. And at the end of Job's life, the Bible says God restored everything he'd had double. Now, Job, this guy played in the Super Bowl of suffering and he won the championship. He's a committed believer. He lost everything, family, friends, finances, health. He literally lost everything. His children were murdered. He went bankrupt. He had a painful, incurable disease. You talk about having a rough day. You think you got problems? The only thing he was left with was a wife who was nagging him, and she said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" Well, that's not much of a support system. But the worst part in Job's life is there's no apparent explanation. He's got no idea what's going on. He's just going, "Why me?" And for 37 chapters, God says nothing to Job. He's silent. But in that silence, Job persevered. He hung in there. He refused to give up. He patiently waited on God, the ultimate example of faith. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Friends, whether it's the coronavirus or anything else in life, life is not fair. There's a lot of injustice in the world. We've seen it in the violence, and we've seen it in the virus. We've seen it in the pandemic and in the protests. There's a lot of injustice in the world, and sometimes we can't figure out our problems. And that's what Job was going through. Then, here's what we need to do next. What should I remember? What should I remember while I'm waiting on God? In these times when I'm going through pain or problems or pressures, what do I remember while I'm waiting on God? Well, James gives us three reminders. And as this COVID-19 pandemic drags on, I want you to focus on these same three things that James tells us to do that'll help us be patient till we get through this. Number one, remember God is in control.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, we believe that God wants everybody to be saved. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says God doesn't want anyone to be lost. That means you'll never meet a single person in your life who God doesn't love and who God doesn't want to be saved. Now, if God wants every person saved, then we should too. And that's why I started Daily Hope. You know, there are literally billions of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. And we can only reach them if we work together. And that's why I'm asking for your help. Would you be my partner in helping getting God's Word out to the world, to the people who have no Bible, no believers, and no body of Christ? You know, there's nothing more important that we can do together than to help other people see God as he really is and to help them understand the depth of God's love and grace for them. It's your faithful support to this broadcast, Daily Hope, that helps us tell more and more people about the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Friends, if you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in Hope, together we can broadcast this life-transforming message of the gospel through radio and through podcasts and online, literally around the world. We need your support.
It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in Hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.